Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson with the podcast about the verse rehearsed date of April 1st. Now, we think of April 1st as this day to prank each other and have jokes, which I think is great. Each year, I think of the word fool. I look up Bible verses about being a fool, and I look up Bible verses about being wise, and I remind myself to be wise and not be a fool. And then I try to prank my brother and sister and my dad by calling them a certain way and creating some false scenario, because they always look forward to me trying to fool them if they haven't remembered the date. It's a very fun tradition. But I want to challenge you to lock your brain and use a memory association path to remember 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. And let me read this in the NIV. It says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart." Now, chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, really awesome chapter. Possibly, well, besides 1 Corinthians 13, definitely maybe the best chapter, my favorite chapter in 2 Corinthians. Many times I get 1 and 2 Corinthians mixed up, but let me tell you, 2 Corinthians, this is that. This is where it's at. And this is the chapter where it goes on to talk about that we are jars of clay, okay? Our bodies are like these pots, and then we have treasures in them with our hearts towards God. It goes on to say that, you know, we are perplexed and we're not crushed, and while inwardly we are wasting away, we are wasting away. Inwardly, we are being renewed day by day by day. This chapter is a great chapter on encouragement. But I want to focus today's thoughts on the word mercy that pops out of me here, chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, verse 1. We often think about the word grace, which is undeserved favor, fantastic word. But mercy really is, in a way, the opposite of grace in all the best ways. I love to remind myself and others the definition of mercy, which is not getting something you deserve. You know, Christ has saved us from the price of sin, the penalty of sin, and the practice of sin. And that comes with the whole process of sanctification, glorification, and one more, anctification. I can't remember right now. So, mercy. They're not losing hope because they're grasping the mercy. And that mercy is fuel to dig into chapter 4 and realize all these struggles, they keep the hope. They are being renewed day by day. Now, I try to remember things with memory association paths, a little technique I've come up with, and it stands for the acronym MAP, M-A-P, Memory Association Path, Memory Association Paths. And so for the word mercy, I instantly think of Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, because I did a scripture song of this verse in the Here to Heaven album for Poetry Scripture Songs. That's P-O-E-T-T-R-E-E, poet, and the word tree. And so this verse is hidden in my heart as a memory association path with a scripture song. And it says in the NIV, as I drive here, I can remember most of it, "But when the kindness and love of our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy." Mercy, mercy, mercy. Okay. Very reminiscent of Ephesians 2:8-9, about works not being the way to heaven, but we're saved by grace through faith. Okay, so mercy, in my mind, goes right to Titus 3, 4, and 5. Chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. But now I'm starting to attach it as an ancillary meaning to 2 Corinthians 4, because it sets up the hope of being a treasure in earthly vessels of jars of clay. It sets up the perspective of being inwardly renewed day by day. So I pray that and challenge you to dig in to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and nominate this as one of the chapters you just remember. It's about encouragement. It's about mercy. It's about perseverance. Memorize this chapter theme with other key chapters, like Hebrews 11 is about faith. 1 Corinthians 13 is about love. Wrap this around mercy, encouragement. But what's it to you? You look it up. You dive into 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's going to bless you because it's God's word. And it's the first day of a month of hopefully not living foolishly if you cling to God's mercy. So, on this day, April 1st, I pray you will not be the fool. I pray that for myself. And I pray that we will understand God's mercy and be renewed day by day by day.